This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class this morning. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Patrick is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line. It's delayed, but it's working. Not the one we've been using. This is a different one. And it's delayed about an hour. So if you want to follow along, an hour delayed, here's the number. 701-719-0914. 701-719-0914. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for asking. And you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm just waking up at the moment, though. I've noticed, listening to some of the recordings of myself, I can sound a bit slurred for the first little while of the broadcast sometimes, and people have to be aware that it's just after 2 a.m. in the morning here, and I've generally only just woken up.
Yeah, well, Gwyneth, generally speaking, I don't think your speech is slower for more than 2 hours.
I generally wake up pretty quickly.
No, I'm just
talking.
Oh, I'm just kidding, of course. Gwyneth, you know, one of the things that I've noticed over my 65 plus years is the same thing that you've mentioned in an email to me. And when I was going to elementary school, I had a classmate, and his parents owned a small company that operated in space that was maybe the size of a 2 or 3 car garage. And it was a building that was on their small farm on the East Coast, and it was a tool and die making company. This small company, maybe, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 employees at the most, probably fewer than 5, made the tools, made the dies that allowed us to make products. Well, if you look around, I don't see very many tool and die companies anymore. They had the machinery, the lathes and the mills and, you know, those kinds of machines. And they had the people, we'll call them engineers, who had knowledge about how to measure what materials were soft, which materials were harder, which materials could be bent and shaped and drawn, and which materials were malleable, which were brittle. They knew these things. And they could make the parts that were used to make other machines. So let me give you an example. Here in Missouri, we have a
machine
company.
Tool shop.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Here in Missouri, there's a company that is still in business, but I see very, very few of these kinds of companies. But they make parts for the forming of other parts. I'm giving you, they make like the dies. They yeah. make the dies that go in the presses. So, for example, if you want a Bosch electric dishwasher, it has a front panel which is formed out of maybe stainless steel or some other kind of metal, and it is formed into a specific shape with specific bends and holes in it for attaching that panel to the front of a dishwasher. Well, they make the parts that allow those front panels to be manufactured out of steel. But those companies are going away. And as you see those companies go away, obviously what follows next is the manufacturers of the front panels and the other parts of machines that we make going away as well. And it's kind of a, it's very, very sad, and it's very, very frightening if you consider the prospects when the small tool and die manufacturers go out of business. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. When I emailed you, I think I was talking about my dad, who was
yes, you were.
Not just an engineer, he was a master engineer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was trained to be an engineer by his uncle, who was Cyril Carter, who was at that time he was the managing director of the Midland Junction Railway Workshops in Perth, and so he oversaw the whole operation of the basically Perth's West Australia's locomotive manufacturing industry that they had. And it's a really, really sad thing when an amazing massive factory like that becomes a museum. That's exactly what's happened to the Midland Railway Workshops now. And they used to manufacture locomotives, and that's what my dad did for his apprenticeship. He was trained as a locomotive engineer. That meant that he had to know every aspect of engineering, from drafting to boiler making to welding to fitting and turning. He had to know the lot. The only thing he didn't have to know, and the only thing he never learned as an engineer, was electronics. but he was certified as a boiler maker. He was certified as a welder. He was certified as a fitter turner. He was certified as a machine tool manufacturer. He knew it all, except for electronics. Uncle Cyril knew electronics and electrical engineering. And in fact, Uncle Cyril basically designed and commissioned, and probably some of it would have actually manufactured himself, the first electrical grid of Perth in Western Australia. And he was responsible, Uncle Cyril, that's my dad's uncle, my dad, granddad's brother, was responsible for building all the machinery, some of it actually physically himself. Much of it, he was the overseer of the East Perth Power Station and the Kwinana Power Station. And I asked him one day, I said, Uncle Cyril, does that mean that you built the East Perth Power Station? And he said, oh, I didn't make the buildings. In other words, he was really responsible for designing, manufacturing, in that he ordered the parts, he hired the laborers who made the machinery and all of that. That was Uncle Cyril. And God bless his soul, he passed away a number of years ago. I think he passed away around about 2006. That's a very, very great loss to the world. But once again, he knew more than my dad. My dad was an absolutely amazing engineer, but Uncle Cyril, who was the generation before him, was better than him. You know what I mean?
Do you think that Uncle Cyril had in his mind when he was building the East Perth in Australia power station, do you think he was thinking, here's a great way that we can rip off our customers, we can manipulate them, do you think he had that in his mind, or do you think that he would rebel at that?
Oh, absolutely not.
Right, right. And I couldn't imagine.
He was somebody who wanted to build something great for the benefit of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Here's why I asked that. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is, of course, a senior instructor here at USA Prepares. And he built a number of machines, if you will. And he designed a number of systems and processes. And I did, a few years after him, same kind of thing. Built some systems, designed some systems, implemented some systems. And he and I, and I'm sure Uncle Cyril, all felt that we were doing the right thing for humanity. We were doing the right thing for the business that employed us, to help make everything better for everybody, our customers, our employees, the financial stability of our organization, all those things. However, later on, we learned that other people at higher levels were using the technology that we built for enriching themselves at the benefit of the little people, meaning the customers. But we had no idea that they would be using these systems to control and manipulate. So as Uncle Cyril built the grid was, you know, the platform for surveillance today, which he probably had no idea.
He had no idea at the time about anything like government surveillance. When he was a very, very old man, he lived to be about 96 years old. And like I say, he died in about 2006.
You know,
he was born in 1910. 1908 or 1910 or something. So he'd been about 96 or 98 years old when he died.
What a loss. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American incontinent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Gwyneth, we're talking about systems that that were built, oh, we'll talk about maybe in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and how they're being used by the government to monitor what we do. And I've been thinking, what is the term that would best describe government employees and their handlers? And the term that I've come up with, it's not my term, but it certainly is applicable to these government employees, and I believe at all levels, starting with the secretary, the receptionist, you know, moving on up to middle management through the upper levels. And the term is peeping Toms, the people who, yeah, you know, look into other people's windows, you know, look into their bathroom, yeah, windows to get a peek of someone in the shower. People who look in bedrooms, people who have binoculars and look at, you know, women bathing, you know, in swimming pools and so forth. And people who want to spy, know more about, yeah, invade. And that's the term that I think is applicable to government employees and their handlers. Peeping Toms. Is there anything that these people do that does not interfere with our lives? Is there anything that government doesn't do? Now, for example, I got a notice from the government that I needed to re-register one of our vehicles, okay, and that I needed to pay another tax in order to keep the vehicle that I already bought and paid for, own free and clear almost, except for the fact that they keep taxing me on it. If they didn't tax me on it, I would own it free and clear. But I have this personal property that the state of Missouri demands that I pay a rent on. So, for example, they want me to pay rent on cows that I own every year. So,
really?
I bought the cows. I paid
That's
for the cows.
Odd.
That's right.
Cows.
That's what they want.
They're your cows.
Yes. Well, here's what they do.
You have to pay tax per head of cattle.
Correct.
No wonder your farming industry is going broke.
Yes. Yes. There's a tax on livestock. There's a tax. Now, this is an annual tax. So, let's say I buy a mama cow and I buy a bull. And they mate and they have a calf. Well, I had to pay a tax on the mama cow to keep the cow, a tax on the bull to keep the bull, and then a tax on the calf to keep the calf. Now, what these parasites do, these peeping toms, what they do is they count the number of head that you have. And different cows are...
They don't send a car around to your paddock to stand at the corner of your paddock and count your cows, do they?
Well, no, they have... Well, I have a feeling that they're going to use drones and satellite imagery for that, because I looked at a satellite image of our farm, and there they are. There are the cows standing in the field, and you can count them. You can count these little black dots that kind of look like they're oblong dots.
That's just obscene. My jaw's literally hanging open.
Yeah.
That's obscene.
Yeah. Well, and you have some of these government feeding at the trough peeping tom parasites who work for the system that requires everyone pay their tax or else at the muzzle of a gun, that kind of a thing. Well, some of these people, we find out, don't report the correct number. They seem to forget most of their herd. Okay, that's one thing. Well, we have people who are in the...
Twice.
Excuse me?
They count some cows twice.
I'm sure they do.
That's a cow, that's a cow, or that's another cow pointing to the first cow again.
Yes, yes. I'm sure they do that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of stuff... That's the kind of stuff that our government, G-men, G-woman, peeping Tom, blue team... Those
and then
people
they
do.
Tax the hamburgers too.
Yeah, yeah, and the hamburger makers, and the hamburger machines, and the materials that go into the hamburger machines. Yeah, you're right. Let's reconnect. Patrick, would you reconnect? It sounds like Gwyneth has some dropouts. Great, thank you. Move here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, I was thinking about this tax, and since you brought it up, you know, if we want to manufacture a part in the United States, so let's say the part has some steel in it. Well, there's an employee tax on the miners who mine the iron ore. There's a tax on the mining corporation. Then there's a tax on the vehicles that the employees use to travel back and forth to work, and a tax on the tires, and a tax on the gasoline, and a tax on all the repair parts and maintenance parts to keep these vehicles running. Then the the trucks and equipment that mine the iron ore have all kinds of taxes on them, and then there's another tax on the haulers that haul the once the ingots are manufactured, there's a tax on the ingot manufacturing process and the employees and the vehicles and the tires and the gasoline and the diesel and the electricity and so forth, and it keeps going like that. So I'll bet you, just in rough numbers, I'll bet you there are about 50 separate taxes at least on every finished product that we buy. At least 50 different taxes have been paid to the point where you get to buy it and then pay sales tax on it. I believe that's true.
Well, you know something? It's like this. It's a matter of attitude. In Uncle Cyril's generation, okay, now he was a senior government bureaucrat. He was one of the most senior bureaucrats in the state. He did not see his job as being one of taxation. He saw his job as being a vital part in making a better world. Okay, he managed and directed the Midland Railway Workshops as one of his major jobs, but that's not the only thing he did. He also had to oversee the electrical infrastructure, the water supply for the whole state. He was responsible for employing and providing work for a vast number of people. The state engineers was one of the biggest employers in the whole state. They had a workforce of thousands, and they manufactured anything that the state had to do with engineering, so railway lines, water supplies, electrical lines, you name it. Okay, if it was an infrastructure of the whole state, and including government buildings, the state engineers were the ones who put together government buildings. And if you look at some of the earlier government buildings in Western Australia, they were things of beauty, or I'm sure in any part of the world. They weren't these foul, I think James Howard Councillor calls them DVD players. They seem to invest their landscape now. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, the Boston Town Hall. It's a prime example. If anyone wants to go onto the internet and type in Boston's Town Hall, they will see a gigantic brown square block. But the architects who designed that building forgot one little detail in that building, and that is that buildings need windows. It doesn't have any. It's a big brick brown square that someone's dropped into the middle of the landscape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. And it's got two holes at the front, one for the people to go in and for the other one for the people to come out. It's disgusting. You know,
I'm looking at it right now.
My uncle and the bureaucrats of his generation generally did not see their jobs as being taxation. They saw their jobs as being the ones who were responsible for building a better world. When it became about taxation, I think that the world really, really took a turn for the worst. The world was always like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think the difference, as you were saying this, I jotted down a note. As you were saying this, I think the difference is, previously we were talking about infrastructure building, where people were physically constructing things, and now government has become more of an enforcing tool, and enforcing rules, typing in data, collecting data, spying to collect even more data, storing data, withdrawing data, using data against the people who pay the bills, and that kind of thing. And I was talking with someone yesterday about my visit to Lowe's and how I was behind a person who received a 10% discount because he was in the military. And I objected to that. I objected to the fact that he got a discount because he's in the military. And I said, what about fat people? What about the handicapped? What about the blind? You know, don't they get a discount? No, they don't. What about the people? And I said, now, military, aren't those the people who blow things up? That's what we're talking about, right? Those guys? So we're giving them a discount for blowing things up? I said, what about the people who pay for the military to blow things up? Do they get a discount? I mean, they call them taxpayers. Do they get a discount? She said, no. I said, so, okay, so you only give discounts to people who blow things up. And she was annoyed with me. Now, yeah. I think it's wonderful to be in the military. My dad was, and my uncles were, my grandfather was, and they fought because our country was attacked. I think it's important to have a military defense because there are bad people all over the world. I understand that. But I don't think we need to go and attack sovereign nations because they've got, oh, heck, they've got titanium, they've got nickel, they've got materials, that elements that we want, so we go and destroy their infrastructure, and then we call it things like Iraqi freedom. You know, we go and blow them up, and we call it Iraqi freedom. Heck, the last thing I want is someone to come with bombers and missiles and rockets and mortars and howitzers and infantry to give me freedom. That's the last thing I want, to destroy our infrastructure and then say, you owe us a debt of gratitude. Thank us very much for destroying your water supply, power supply, buildings, roads, and polluting everything around you and causing birth defects for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
I really don't want that.
It's like this. Both of my grandfathers were actually in active military service during World War One, and one of my grandfathers, that was Harold Carter. Oh, that was Cyril Carter's brother, and he went off to World War One. He couldn't quite remember his birthday properly. And I think he thought that he was a year or two older than he thought he was.
And, that's what happened. That's what happened back then.
That's what happened back then. And
yes.
He basically said to his mother, listen, Mum, they've announced that they've got a war happening. I'm going off to war. And she said, I don't agree. And to be fair enough, her husband, his father had died not long before. He got tuberculosis and he died. So she was recently widowed, and then she gets the word that her son wants to go to war. And he's all of about 16 years old and thinks he's a man, and he pretty well was. You know, back in those days, a 16-year-old was definitely a man, but she was sort of... And he said, well, listen, if you don't let me go, I'm going to enlist under a false name and you'll never know what happened to me. And so his mother relented and ended up signing and saying, well, yes, I approve of my son going into the military. And in those days, if you had your parents' approval, you could go into the military at the age of 16 and go into active service. But what happened, he went to the Somme. They were actually going to war against a really, really, really evil man who was the Kaiser Wilhelm. Okay, and Kaiser Wilhelm was the first cousin of Queen Victoria. But do you know what Queen Victoria's opinion was of the Kaiser? Her opinion of Kaiser Wilhelm, her first cousin, was, this is a really, really evil man, and at some stage we're going to have a war against him. Okay, that was Queen Victoria, and like this was 8 years after Queen Victoria died, that that war actually happened. And she watched with a lot of grief of watching what the Kaiser was doing to his own country, of how he was becoming a despotic little so-and-so. But, you know, that was one grandfather. He ended up at the Battle of the Somme, and he was at the Battle of the Somme for many, 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 many years. But the other grandfather, who was my mother's father, he was in the mopping up campaign in Belgium after World War One. And you know something? He was in the household cavalry, and I think I was speaking with you earlier about what the household cavalry is and was at the time. They would spend about half their time, and this is still how it is to this day, about half their time guarding the royal palaces in and around London, especially Buckingham Palace, and they spent the other half of their time on deployment in places around the world. And they there's a big overlap between the Household Cavalry and the Royal British Army Corps of Engineers. And, you know, Pop spent a lot of his time putting things back together after World War One.
Let's talk more about that when we come back.
Yes.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This can be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Cheetah, you've got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about World War One, and class, just to give you a perspective, there are more than 41 million military and civilian casualties in World War One. More than 18 million died. 18 million died and 23 million wounded. And it was one of the most deadly conflicts in human history. It wasn't the most, but it was one of the most deadly conflicts in human history. I just wanted to share that. So, Gwyneth, you were talking about Pop, as you called him, putting things back together after World War One.
That's right. Yeah, and he was, when he wasn't on guard duty at Buckingham Palace, riding a big black horse, wearing a big brass helmet in the household cavalry with the big, big blonde ponytail coming out the top. And if anyone's familiar with British culture, they've probably got a picture on the inside of them of what he looked like. The uniform hasn't basically changed in probably several hundred years. But that was my pop's job. And as well as that, he was an engineer. He wasn't as good an engineer as my dad, in my humble opinion, although he would probably beg to differ. But he was certainly good enough for what he needed to do. And the thing about both Pop, that's Mum's dad, and my dad, was that both of them were also master horsemen, okay? Pop was a graduate of Sandhurst Military Academy, which is like the UK's answer to West Point. And the Household Cavalry is one of the most elite units in the British Army to this day. And it's a very, very, very proud military heritage. both an active service and also as the importance of their role in guarding the British royal family. You know, but the other thing is that he was a rail engineer, and that was his specialist area. And the thing about a railway engineer in the military, you have to be good at two things, okay? You have to be very, very good at blowing things up. You have to be very, very good at putting them back together. because part of being a rail engineer in the military is knowing how to attack the enemy's railway lines. And that's where the blowing things up happens. And part of putting them back together is when you have captured the railway line, you need to rebuild it. And that was, I think that that's because the fighting by the time my pop came into military service, the fighting had more or less, the worst of it was over in Belgium at the time. So he was more into putting things back together, but he did have his blasting ticket, as did my dad, who was, he was never in active military service, my dad. But nevertheless, he was, as part of his engineering training, he got his blasting ticket. And, you know, you've got to realize that these guys, they knew how to use explosives, but they used it for a good and right and peaceful purpose, okay, in their everyday lives. You know, even though Pop was trained in the military in the use of explosives, in the British Army, you know, in his ordinary life of being a railway engineer, he would just use it in the process of doing things like, you know, maintaining the railway line. You've got to set signals sometimes on a railway line by setting small charges that let people know when there's maintenance being done on the track. You lay a small charge on the track, but the oncoming train detonates, and it lets people know down the track. It doesn't derail the train, but it lets people know down the track that there's a train coming. And this sort of thing, you know. But anyway, we'll get on to what we're going to say probably after the news. I think this is the top of the hour, isn't it?
It is. Gwyneth,
need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871. Or NutriMedical.com, and listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.